Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, good morning. Welcome into the show. Happy Friday. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. You know who's awesome? Kurt Heelan's awesome. Basketball guru, basketball talk, NBC Sports, the mayor of Long Beach, not actually elected mayor, just sort of culturally, right? Reputationally. And right now the guest on this here radio show, Writer Than You. Hello, Mr. Heelan.
I think Snoop still has the honorary mayor title in Long Beach. Sure. I mean, I'm almost as popular as him, don't get me wrong, but I think he's a little more popular and may have smoked more in his life than I have.
I thought he abdicated when he moved to the beach to sell beers down, like, on an island somewhere.
Yeah, him and Bad Bunny are just down there.
All right, so here's what I got. I got a weird question for you. I have a nostalgic question for you. I've got a judgy question for you, and I've got a hot take NBA question for you. Just choose your own adventure. Which one do you want first?
I'm not going to. Let's start with nostalgia. Let's ease into this.
Yeah, this stuff gets – the problem is when I really like you and Sam Amick and Howard Beck, I ask just weird questions. The other day I asked Howard Beck a question that I'm going to ask you, and he went, then he answered it. All right, nostalgic.
The funny thing is I know Howard. Do you know Howard? I can actually picture him saying – like, I can picture the face that came with that noise.
I'm so amused by the whole – like, I love poking the bear that is Howard Beck. I find it – whether it's over beers, there's the two of us, or on the radio. All right, here's my nostalgic question. I saw it last night. On a scale of 1 to 10, to what degree are you excited or nonplussed, as the case may be, about seeing Top Gun Maverick?
6.5, 7.
Okay.
I'm not really over the moon about it. Part of it is, and again, this, you and I know this, this time of year, I'm like, I should be pumped about the Thor movie, too. I'm like, I'm not going to see the light of day until after Summer League. But I'm interested. I find that those kind of movies often end up disappointing me. My expectation is that I'm not going to like it.
And then, Heelan, I must
surprised.
I probably don't work as hard as you, because yesterday I picked my son got off early, and I like carved out 4 hours from my day. And told work, like, hey, I'm not free, and I went. And it was, I'm just to tell you, it was amazing, pal. It was and I thought I was going to be bad. It was great.
Okay. Well, now you're raising the expectation bar, which is just going to lead to disappointment. I will text you after I see it and tell you how much I hate you for that.
All right, here's the judgy question. Maybe it just means I'm old. I don't know. How much should I judge my film producer, Kevin Wall, that he's never seen The Godfather because it's 3 hours long?
That is, you know what, is such a generational thing where the idea of a long, slow-ish, I mean, it's got a lot of, I don't know, it's kind of like Mad Men. The action is there, but it's not action in a obvious sense, and it just seems lost sometimes on this. I don't know. You should be very judgy. It is still one of the 5 greatest movies ever. I mean, minimum, right? Like The Godfather and frankly Godfather 2 as a unit are just brilliant filmmaking, great storytelling, great characters, great acting, great everything. It's just, yeah, you can be judgy. Go judge.
All right. Now you can judge me. Are UFOs and alien life real?
No.
Really?
You know what? Here, Here's the cynical take, my Neil deGrasse Tyson take. I have no doubt that there are other life forms in the universe, but the ability to traverse the space between worlds in a cosmos, we vastly underestimate how vast it is. That was a horrible sentence. But we wildly underestimate just how far and how hard it is to get between planets. But I'm not saying that the life doesn't exist, that thoughtful, competent, more advanced life than us doesn't exist. But getting here and circling our world, not that easy. So I don't believe in it, really.
Kurt Heelan here on the show answering three questions that he wouldn't answer anywhere else in his entire lifetime. If all he did was radio hits on Sports Talk Radio for the rest of his life. All right, here's my hot take, and I actually hate the term hot take. I hate it. I think people use it when you just have a disagreement. Let me ask you this question. This is the one that made Howard Beck sigh loudly, and I'm going to try to ask it more diplomatically. But would you agree that the Warriors are likely, it's not guaranteed, but obviously likely to win an NBA championship this year? Obviously.
No.
You disagree.
But are you going? Likely is the word.
Obviously, this. It's reasonable. Golden State's going to win another championship this year.
Yeah, reasonable, yes. Possible, yes. I think people are selling short how good Boston's defense is, how much tougher it has been to come through that way. I think, and if you go back to their last meeting in March. Boston's defense caused problems for Golden State. They are the one team that can cause problems to their offense. I still think it's a close series. I think it's a 6 or 7 game series. I will probably pick the Warriors. I haven't really time diving into it yet, but I think it's very possible Boston wins this thing. Like, I don't think that's
I love that
some
take.
Unreasonable thing either. I think this is a much more even series than people realize. We want to believe still that this is the pre-COVID, pre-pandemic, even maybe pre-Durant unstoppable force Warriors, and I don't think they are. I don't think they're that. They're good. They deserve to be here, but I don't think they're that good, and I think this Boston team can challenge them.
All right, so I think we're on the same page, which is it's not unreasonable to think that Steph Curry could wake up on, whatever, June 22nd and have a fourth ring. Not a guarantee, but it's not unreasonable. If that happens, if Steph Curry and the Warriors win an NBA championship in the next 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, and they enter, which they will, next season as, the favorites again or near the favorites, how much space will there be in the legacies between LeBron James and Steph Curry, potentially, when each of them retire?
Ooh. I still think that there's not going to be a ton of space there, but I think that there is still a gap there. I think LeBron is more, I'm trying to think of footage. You can put LeBron in both of them to a degree, but LeBron in particular can lift any team in any style in any era much, much higher. He is such a rounded, complete player in a way that Curry is not. That I would say that LeBron's legacy still goes – like, he's still in the LeBron or MJ debate, right? Like, that conversation is still, whichever side you fall on, it's still a conversation worth having. I still think Curry's a tier below that.
So if Steph Curry ends his career with 5 rings, and he's the best shooter of all time, and he only plays in Golden State, and they make 7 of 9 finals, you think it's still unreasonable to compare him as almost equals, or even like Magic to Bird, right, wherever you come down in that debate, I think we all agree that there's no daylight between them. Or that's normally the perspective. Even if LeBron, because I get it, LeBron's going to be the all-time leading scorer. He's amazing. But for me, the intangible reality of Steph Curry's ability to turn people around him. Here's what I said earlier, Kurt. You agree or disagree? I love your view. LeBron can clearly carry a bunch of bums when he has to, remarkably deep. Like what he did with that Cavs team when Love was hurt and Kyrie got hurt in the finals, if I remember right, is amazing, right? And but Steph actually takes guys that we might misconstrue as bums and turns them into. I mean, look at Andrew Wiggins. I think that Steph doesn't get the credit he deserves for his movement off the ball and the gravitational force that you have to, just the space he creates on the floor. Yeah. And I think this is a real thing, the dynamic he creates in that culture, in that locker room, that allows guys to become the best version of themselves.
See, the last thing was the thing that I was thinking in my head when you were talking was, as much as we can discuss the basketball skills, which he, you know, again, greatest shooter ever, and the wisdom of Steve Kerr to build a system around that gravity that just is impossible to defend, his conditioning, his off-ball movement, which, you know, again, LeBron's in pretty good shape. Like, you know, like we're talking about splitting hairs between elite players. But I think what Curry's ability, like you said, to change that, that Warriors culture is Curry culture. And that's part of why Kevin Durant, I don't think, was ever completely comfortable there, or at least grew weary of it, because it wasn't Kevin Durant. You know, like, Kevin Durant wants to be the culture setter and has earned said right. But that culture lifts Andrew Wiggins up. It lifts it allows room for the Jordan Pools to thrive where they may not in other circumstances. And I think that that's maybe the biggest part of his legacy, that he's much more Tim Duncan than LeBron James, if that makes sense. Like, hey, I'm going to make this work with the guys you give me, and we're going to lift guys up, and we're going to make the whole thing fit. And it doesn't, you know, Popovich gets the credit in San Antonio for that culture, but it doesn't work if Tim Duncan's not the nicest, most amiable superstar we've ever seen.
It is amazing. I mean, you're right. Kurt Heelan here on the show. And by the way, I think they're both amazing. And the right perspective is probably LeBron is 1-2 and Steph is 3-6, which is still a pretty, I think, aggressive historical perspective. But it is my perspective. I think that's where I come down. It's an if. The Celtics could easily beat the Warriors, and the wheels could come off, and Steph could be at 3 for the rest of his life, too. It ain't easy to win these things.
No, and I like I said, I don't think the gap between the Warriors and the Celtics is all that great because of how well Boston defends and the versatility of that defense. That said, they need to end this thing tonight, and they need to get Robert Williams and Marcus Smart healthy by next Thursday, or it doesn't matter, right? Like, if those guys aren't right, then they don't – going up against the Warriors, it's all hands on deck.
I mean, the Warriors should have won Game 4 against the Mavs, not in the sense that it's easy, but in the sense that – and last night's was huge. The Warriors were never losing 3 in a row, but to your point, Kurt, at this stage, you have to – every day, I think, is significantly impactful in who wins an NBA championship. Every day, extra day, you get to rest your team.
It is. They could have closed it out, but that's not – the Warriors never do that, man.
I know.
That was why I got lulled into not – look, I was one of the guys who picked Dallas – in this series, and it was that the Warriors had not fully executed in the first two rounds. They had not been the team, frankly, that won Game 3, that said, hey, you know what, we're taking Game 3, we're going to go into Dallas and win this. They hadn't done that in the first two rounds. They played around with their food, especially with that's a good Grizzlies team, and they're athletic, but they also messed around with them. They didn't take it seriously enough at points. And I was like, you can't do that to Dallas. You can't do that to Luka. But they didn't. I mean, they did in Game 4, but not until the series was decided. I wasn't sure they had that in them. They'll be fully focused come Game 1 next Thursday. And, hey, it's nice of the NBA to throw in a break and let guys get healthy. That's how crazy. You know, maybe we could try to find a way to do that in the middle of conference finals.
I'm with you. Kurt Heelan here on the show. By the way, Kurt, I got to admit something to you. I have a mea culpa, or at least an admission. You came on the radio show 3 or 4 weeks ago, and you used the term playing with their food in that series, and I have used it every day since then on TV and radio. Now, I've credited you several times, but it's so good, I'm taking it. I'm using it.
I know I didn't invent it. I'm sure I stole it from someone. All great writers steal, unless you're, you know, Hemingway or something.
Hemingway probably.
Neither of us are Hemingway.
I've certainly not been confused for him on several levels. Kurt Heelan here on the show. All right, last one. So
I've tried to drink like him a few times, but I don't think on any other scale.
To be fair, I can't. You know what? There is one. I can drink like him. And my wife likes cats. And Hemingway had cats.
Oh, there you go. Now we're
look at that. Two for two. I am Hemingway. Who knew? What a magical day this is for me. All right, so we always write teams off. We always overreact to the moment. I normally don't do that. The Heat looks so banged up. And I may be making excuses for them, by the way, because it's not like the Celtics didn't shut down Kevin Durant and make it really hard on Giannis and obviously like have confounded the Heat in an extraordinary way. And to your point, maybe they'll do the same thing to the Warriors. All of that said, what do you see in the Heat? Last question. And what is the likelihood and or path forward for Miami to win this game and then go back home and try to win another one?
Their path forward is, like you just said, I don't think it's really there, only because I don't think they were the better matchup. This was a tough matchup. I don't think they were the better team in this series because their half-court offense, even during the regular season when they were healthy, was middle of the pack. And so they were going to need to have their elite defense, get Kyle Lowry pushing him out in transition, get some easy buckets, then have bubble Jimmy Butler be able to lift them in the half court, and that would be enough because they're another elite defensive team. But, I mean, Kyle Lowry's not right. Jimmy Butler's not right. Tyler Hero's not playing. And without those guys, they just – hey, man, I love Gabe Vincent as much as anybody, but they just cannot generate the half court offense they need to against a very locked-in Celtics team that knows what it wants to do. I can't see them winning this game tonight. I just don't know. Bam can have a big game, but who's the other guy, right? Like, who is going to step up and have the monster game for them? And I don't see it against this defense.
I mean, I don't know if he might have a monster game, but I'm thinking Max Strus might hit a shot at least.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I mean, he went cold at just the wrong time. And this is a team, look, Boston makes you rush just a little bit, right? They're just long enough. I mean, Robert Williams is blocking corner threes.
I know it.
Flying into the frame and blocking corner threes. But all of that makes you rush your shot just a little. You're thinking, you're like, I'm open, but I don't have that much time. And it rushes it just a little, and it clanks off, and they just have not been able to find a rhythm against just the length and athleticism and kind of on-a-string defense that Boston has.
He is the assistant mayor of Long Beach behind his good friend Snoop, Kurt Heelan, NBC Sports. I'll see you in San Francisco, buddy. Thanks for being on.
I'll text you. I'll see you up there, man.
Let's do it. Just get a drink. Got Kurt Heelan here on the show. Yeah, it does feel like the series is over, but just when you think that, teams can surprise you. Kevin Wall's filling in today for D-Cell. He put together very strong buy or sell. Does he watch The Godfather? No. Has he ever seen a film that's longer than an hour and a half? He hasn't. Will he? Zero chance. But this guy crushes buy or sell, and you're going to see that. You're going to experience it next here on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.